Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, so there is a whopping 5 days until early voting starts here in South Carolina. You ever read about an arranged marriage where you get married? This used to be the way human beings would do it. Your parents would arrange the marriage for you, and you would get married, and then you'd find out how it was going to work.
Mm-hmm. Well, some cultures still do that.
Yeah, some cultures still do that. All right, well, South Carolina is contemplating an arranged marriage. You have 5 days to learn about the candidates for U.S. Senate, with whom you will then spend the next 6 years. 5 days, because that's when early voting starts. It starts on the 5th, on Wednesday. Now, for half the 10-day period, Darlene Graham, Lindsey Graham's sister, has refused to answer any questions from reporters. You got to check out the flanking movement. Her security team used a week ago, last Friday, when she filed to run for office. I mean, it was military precision to keep reporters, left-wing reporters, right-wing reporters, from various publications from getting close to her. So she wouldn't have to have the unfortunate outcome of having to answer an actual question. Or even worse, being on the camera saying, hey, I'm not answering that. So her staff and her security team, we don't even know who this woman was a month ago. Now she got a security team. I don't know how the other candidates were able to file for office without a security team, Lee, but somehow managed to while taking questions. So good for the Lindsey Graham staff, Lee. They kept her from having to answer questions this week. What they said was she was so aggrieved over the loss of her brother that she simply could not speak. So she could not do it. She wasn't going to answer questions. She was just too sad to answer questions. So that started on Friday, a week ago, and it ran through Wednesday. So I watched yesterday. Unless I missed it, there were no questions asked of her. She's not doing interviews. I wouldn't if I were her. So we lost another day. There's 5 days left to figure out who the heck Darlene Graham is before we go, before the voting starts. And that's what they're counting on. You won't be able to figure it out. So they're running an ad right now, Lindsey Graham's people are, claiming she's pro-life. Okay, we don't get many details on her, but they're claiming she's pro-life, which I laughed out loud the first time I saw it. That was funny. The only donation she's ever made was to the Senator Sister Leader. There's a group called the Senator Sisters, Lee, in our state legislature, led by liberal Senator Katrina Sheely. They are a pro-choice, pro-abortion caucus of liberal state senators made up of a mix of Democrats, independents, and some liberal Republican women who are no longer in office because they were kicked the heck out. The only donation Darlene Graham has ever made was to Katrina Sheely after she filibustered the heartbeat bill. So the unmitigated gall of running a campaign commercial claiming you're pro-life when the only donation you've ever made, two of them actually, to Katrina Sheely, one of them after she filibustered the heartbeat bill. But you're pro-life. Sure. Sure you are. Sure you are. So when you do stuff like that, you definitely can't put your candidate out there to answer questions because she can't answer the questions, Lee. She can't answer. So all she's got to do is pretend to be a conservative or something till the 5th, till Wednesday. New poll out. The last two polls, Ralph Norman and Darlene Graham have been within the margin of error. In one of them, Ralph Norman is leading. In the other one, Darlene Graham is leading. So I don't know. We'll see. Huge undecided. And what I think that Lindsey Graham's machine is attempting to do here is just ride a wave of sympathy for her into office, because there's been all that positive coverage this week of the funeral and of Lindsey Graham. And just, you don't ask any questions, just go ahead and just vote. Just figure out where she stands later. So this weekend's it, Lee.
So we have a homework assignment, huh?
Yeah. So what's going to happen this weekend? You are going to, I'm just going to warn you about this. You are going to see an ungodly attack on Ralph Norman. I mean, it is going to be fire and brimstone. It's going to be so many lies that you can't keep it all straight, because they know he doesn't have time to respond. And the reason they're going to come like the hounds of hell for Ralph Norman, and they're going to tell a lot of lies that I will then debunk on Monday morning, I'll do my best to do that, is because he is the only one running in that primary who beats her in the runoff. If they can get any of these other candidates into the runoff with Darlene Graham, she's not going to win outright, I hope. Oh, dear God. She's not going to win outright. They know Ralph Norman will beat her in the runoff. Can she beat Mark Sanford? I think she can. Especially if they drop a $50 million money bomb on her like they did on Mark Lynch. And let me tell you the power of it, okay? Mark Lynch goes into the race against Lindsey Graham, and Lindsey Graham starts the race off deeply unpopular with 41% of the vote. After the $50 million money bomb, Mark Lynch was at 29%, Lindsey Graham was at 57%. So there's a money bomb getting ready to explode here, and you are going to hear every lie there is about Ralph Norman this weekend. Okay, Lee, this is going to be, and you're probably going to start getting mailings too. This is going to be the same group that, this is going to be same network that mailed from a post office box trying to take out the Freedom Caucus in the upstate. It's going to be the same crap, and it's going to be total lies about Ralph Norman. It's going to start coming. You'll get some of it in your mailbox on Monday, on Tuesday. What they did to the Freedom Caucus, Lee, they could not stand the Lindsey Graham network. They hate conservatives. They hate people who love freedom. They love open borders. They're real nasty people. They could not stand the idea that the Freedom Caucus, that the upstate would dare to send conservative legislators to the legislature, right? The moderates totally control that place, but they couldn't stand the fact there's about 12 of them who they can't shut up, who are constantly online saying, hey, why are we going to name a highway after Barack Obama? Why are we passing a resolution honoring Kamala Harris? Why are we the only state that won't extend the Trump tax cuts? I mean, even California, Vermont did it. Stuff like that. And they tried to take him out with total lies. Some of the mailers, Lee, were so ridiculous. They made up bills. Like, they claimed that one conservative legislator voted against the Ten Commandment Bill. There was no Ten Commandment Bill. So what they're going to do, what they did, this is what I bet they use the same template. Maybe they don't. They're going to come after Ralph Norman like the hounds of hell, okay? And they're going to come after him from the right. They're going to try to make it look like he's a liberal, because she's a liberal. Darlene Graham is a liberal. We know that because her best friend, Katina Sheely, told the New York Times that she's not even really a Republican. She's not going to have Trump's back. She's not going to blindly support Trump. She's not partisan. Okay, well, again, what does partisan mean? Partisan means a member of a political party. She's not partisan. Cool. Well, why are you running the Republican primary then? Not really a Republican? Cool. Good to know. So they got to muddy the waters here. They got to make it super confusing for you. So they're going to be mailing you from post. When you look at, well, look at where it came from. Came from a post office box. It's negative on Ralph Norman. Take it and put it where it belongs, in the trash can. We beat them. We saved every member of the Freedom Caucus. We cost them, I think, somewhere between $500,000 and $1 million. We saved every one of them. But they lie and lie and lie and lie. They are liberal Republicans and liberal donors who will create fake right-wing sounding organizations and then lie and lie and lie to try to repress the conservative vote, the freedom vote. the limited government vote. So they are going to, you're going to see this weekend, you are going to see Ralph Norman absolutely taken to the cleaners because he is the only one standing in their way right now. Again, I don't think anybody else running in that primary beats her in the runoff. And they know it. So it is going to be a bloodbath this weekend. Meanwhile, I just want to point this out to you, okay? When these mailers start coming, okay, put them in the trash. Look, where do they come from? A post office box. Wow. These people won't even use their own names? Right, because they're lying and they know it. Ralph Norman's conservative credential ratings. Heritage Foundation, 98%. CPAC, 98%. Club for Growth. These are all conservative organizations, 96%. America First Agenda, 95%. NTU, A rating, okay? They're going to have to muddy the water on that. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to lie. And they're going to lie from a post office box. These people don't even want to give you a street address or an office because they don't want you to know who they are. So that's coming this weekend, and I want to inoculate it before it gets here. Folks, an absolute battle is going on right now. We've all seen sanctuary cities, right? We've seen what Democrats do with sanctuary cities. I've covered it exhaustively on this show. They ignore ICE detainers on violent and vile criminals and then turn them free. So in America, when you commit crime, sometimes even violent crime, you could bond out. Illegal immigrants do it too. And ICE says, hey, we got a detainer on them. They're not American citizens. You don't need to let that rapist go. You don't. Hey, you know what? He killed three people in Guatemala and is on the run. Let us pick him up. You don't need to turn him loose. He doesn't need to wander free. We'll pick him up and hold him till trial. And Democrats say, no. We want to hang out with murderers. We can learn a lot from them. Diversity is our strength. And so they will turn them loose. So you've seen that battle in sanctuary cities, right? And up till now, it's been violent criminals, vile people, gang members, people wanted for murder and rape in their own countries. People like good Democrat future voters like that. Well, we have added another crime to the sanctuary city list. Yeah, sanctuary state list that they want to protect criminal illegal immigrants. And do you know what that is? Voting illegally in federal elections. Yep. Democrat Party working overtime now to protect illegal immigrant felony level voters, which is progress. Well, for us, you mean. It means they've actually admitted illegal immigrants are voting. Because 2 weeks ago, they said Trump was full of it when he claimed that, when he claimed there were 278,000 illegal immigrants registered to vote in just four states. Well, one of those states, you remember, was New Jersey. And of course, Democrats mocked Trump until it turned out there were actually 6,600 illegal immigrant voters on the rolls. Now, why did they admit that? Because the Trump administration's been taking the publicly available version of the voter rolls and running it against the SAVE database that DOJ built. So they said, hey, look, here we go. We can definitely confirm these guys are illegals. So New Jersey, embarrassingly for the Dems, was forced to admit, okay, there might be 6,600 people on our, wait. 400 of them voted. Highest number ever recorded. It's historic. So the Trump administration immediately, I mean, every one of those votes is a felony. Trump administration immediately launched a criminal investigation, right? Federal crime has happened. DOJ launches an investigation. And I said, they'll protect those voters. Well, the state of New Jersey is refusing to turn over the information requested by the Trump Department of Justice in its criminal investigation. They asked specifically, they wanted names, they want country of origin, they want addresses, basically internal stuff that New Jersey has. Here's New Jersey Governor Nikki Sherrill saying, no, we have to protect these precious voters. They're citizens.
Non-citizens who are registered to vote and the approximately 400 that did vote, to what extent will your administration comply with the Trump administration's request in that regard?
As I have said, I am not in the habit of turning over private identifying administration information of the citizens of New Jersey. This federal government is weaponizing the government against individuals that disagree with them. I am working to protect people and their private data here in New Jersey.
Okay, so illegal immigrant felony level voters, because it's a felony to vote in a federal election, are just citizens who disagree with Trump. They just, all they did was disagree. Well, where do they do this disagreeing? In the voting booth and using mass mail-in ballot? Here's a question. How does she know these illegal immigrants disagree with Trump? How does she know that? It's weird. It's like the Democrats think these illegals will vote overwhelmingly for them, and that's why they're protecting them. Citizens? Whose only crime is disagreeing with Trump? No, they committed a felony in the voting booth, honey. But look, folks, it means we're moving the needle. We couldn't even get them to admit before that illegals were voting. Now they're hiding them from criminal prosecution. Now, what's interesting about her, she didn't say anything like, hey, we're going to keep them from voting again, though. Don't worry. Because they're not. Meanwhile, down in Florida, a Canadian illegal immigrant got caught voting illegally in federal elections 7 times.
Over 2 decades, this alien illegally voted in 7 Florida elections. In 2004, he registered in Brevard County by lying under oath that he was a U.S. citizen. He voted early in 2020, 2022, and 2024. He now faces 2 third-degree felonies.
Okay, why? That's the Attorney General of the state of Florida. Good for him. Why were they able to catch this guy? He's been voting for a decade. Never caught him before, but they got him now. Because Trump and DOJ built the SAVE database, which is kind of a combo of several federal databases. You can run a voter list right through it and see who the illegals are. That's how he caught this felon who they're prosecuting right now, right? That's how they caught him. Canadian illegal immigrant for the first time. Well, seeing that, and he explains, this is the only reason we're able to prosecute. We were able to use the SAVE database. So Democrats caught now with illegals doing that thing they're never, ever, 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 ever supposed to be doing, which is voting, are in a panic. They got to stick out. They can't have this. They've got to stop states from using that SAVE database to find all of the Democrats' replacement illegal immigrant voters. Here's Florida Attorney General on this. Look, he says we couldn't have caught this guy who voted illegally 7 times without that database. And that is why Democrats are trying to stop us from using it.
He now faces 2 third-degree felonies and up to 10 years in prison.
Good.
Building this case was possible because of the SAVE database, which allows states to look up citizenship data and ensure only Americans vote in our elections. Last year, Florida signed a landmark agreement with the Department of Homeland Security that requires free access to the SAVE database with improved search capabilities. That agreement is judicially enforceable for 20 years. Future administrations cannot walk away from it. Yet Biden-appointed Judge Sparkle Spookanan overstepped her authority and blocked access to the SAVE database. Her activist ruling makes it harder to verify citizenship and slows our ability to hold aliens accountable for stealing votes in Florida elections. But no, we will not back down.
We're getting there, folks. We're getting there. Remember, every day we get closer. We are making more progress in the last 2 months than we've made in years. Remember how many illegals are on those rolls? Tell us, Chucky. Chuck Schumer admitting it's 25 to 30 million that would be removed. And Chuck says we can't do that.
They will remove 25 million people off the rolls. Why? What it does is it says every state send your election rolls not to the Justice Department or the Voting Division, but to the Department of Homeland Security, where Musk and DOJ and Vote have installed an algorithm that determines whether you're legitimately right to vote or not. The algorithm is a fix. It'll knock 20 million people, 30 million people off the rolls, and they don't tell you. So Mr. Lawrence O'Donnell.
So even the Democrats know how many they're hiding on those rolls. It's on, folks. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to use this SAVE database in time for the midterms because the evil Republican leadership in the Senate has successfully protected Democrats from it. But they can't hold out forever, not to 2028, I think. I think they can. Spain has fallen. What you're watching, if you've been on X, wow, what a historic moment for Spain. What you're watching is the absolute invasion of Spain. 49,000 illegal immigrants crossing yesterday. Now, remember when we covered this? After they did the amnesty, we haven't done the amnesty part here. We've done the open borders part under the Democrats and Biden, but we haven't done the amnesty part. What have Republicans been arguing? You do the amnesty, you're going to get an ungodly flood over the border. Well, they did the amnesty. And guess what? They got an ungodly flood over the border. 49,000 people crossed yesterday. The images were astounding. And what were you looking at? You were looking at the Democrat Party's agenda. What it will look like if they get what they want. Now, you got to understand what happened yesterday, because you get the whole story. It's remarkable. Okay. So yesterday, Mohammed V of Morocco, the leader of Morocco, granted a pardon to over 2,000 prisoners and let them go. Okay, this is always a key part of this. Remember, we saw Maduro do this. Let the prisoners out. And what? We saw later on Venezuelan leadership bragging. Oh, yeah, we're sending them to America. Okay, this is the same globalist playbook. You're seeing it in Spain. Empty the jails, empty the prisons, send the people, defund the police, or hold them back so people can't protest the invasion and dilution of their votes because they're too busy putting up barbed wire over the windows. If you haven't seen this, I've retweeted a lot of it. You should go see it. So you watched the people streaming over. It's about 4,000 an hour. The police, the border authorities, not doing anything to stop them. The Socialist Party of Spain refusing for most that even call an emergency or send anybody to stop them, because this is a voter drive for them. But yesterday, Mohammed of Morocco, so he grants a pardon. It was actually the day before yesterday. Grants a pardon, lets them go in anticipation that there will be this invasion. Okay, so this is not random. This is the government of Morocco coordinating the invasion. There's all kinds of crazy video out there. The government of Morocco then moving these Islamic military age young men in garbage trucks, appropriately, to the border. And then the truck backs up and bam, they let them go. They were using any kind of truck available just to get them moving. Right. So they get them there. They dump them off. The invaders come. I'm looking at some more video here of them. They were setting vehicles on fire. They were setting neighborhoods on fire. But the most terrifying video is that once they got there, they started just, because they were overwhelming invading force, just breaking into businesses, just smashing their way into people's homes, taking their stuff, in some cases using force to eject people from their homes. They need somewhere to stay for the night. And then the barbed wire started going up. And you started seeing violent fights back as people just tried to protect their property from the invaders. And here's one. Spain's new citizens are currently burning down a neighborhood. They first set fire to the cars, and then the houses caught fire too. I mean, they did multiple interviews, like this guy, Moroccan, just hopped the border into Ceuta with hepatitis C and freely admits on camera he got deported from the Netherlands so he wouldn't have to serve his 5-year prison sentence. He didn't say for what. 5 years, that's a lot, Netherlands. I mean, that's about what you get for killing somebody. So, I mean, wow, it must have been bad, whatever he got. Okay, where was the leadership of Spain when the African invaders were breaking into homes and doing all of this kinds of stuff? Oh, they were in Morocco with the Moroccan leadership, who just happened to let all those illegal immigrant prisoners out and let them go. Now, folks, remember what happened when earlier this year Spain got the votes finally for the amnesty? Because I made a big deal of it at the time. The UK Telegraph actually reported this. The leadership of the governing Socialist Party after they had the vote had gone down and they had secured the amnesty for the replacement voters, admitted they were replacement voters once it was safe. They said, yeah, this is to replace, you know, conservatives. This is to defeat conservatives. In other words, people want to be free and don't want to be ruled with an iron fist. They then turned around and immediately laid a censorship and digital ID program on top of the population to control them as best as they could. So there couldn't be a debate on it. But they admitted the purpose of the amnesty was the replacement of the voters. Now, there's a high-ranking Socialist Party official who admitted that, the governing Socialist Party. Okay, that is exactly what's going to happen in America, all right? Everyone's going to pretend we got to do the amnesty for economic reasons and humanitarian reasons. The second it passes, Democrats and probably Darlene Graham will be on every, because that's what Lindsey always wanted. He wanted the amnesty. Everybody knows it. She says she's going to do what he wanted. They're all going to be on every channel laughing at you and admitted the whole time, the whole purpose of the invasion and the amnesty was to replace you. They just can't tell you that yet. But in Spain, it's already out. And it's the same program as here. So you're watching your future. Every Republican campaign should be running the Spanish invasion in their campaign ads because that's America's future. So earlier in the week, you remember, the co-chair of the DSA was asked, hey, you want open borders? You want total invasion? You want to abolish ICE? Yeah, no, that'd be great. Said Megan Romer. That's exactly what I want.
Abolish ICE. Would there be any enforcement of immigration laws, or with abolishing the border, we're not enforcing immigration laws, they go away?
Yeah, so again, this is part of this longer term plan, and part of it
includes, but if you
includes,
can get there.
Yeah, I mean, if we can get to the place where the U.S. is not destabilizing countries in order to mine them for resources, there will be significantly less migration.
What do you say to those, though, that would potentially destabilize the U.S.? Because there's only so much the economy can bear. And when you have a flood of people coming in, it might not work out economically, according to a lot of analyses, if you just open up the borders and there's no enforcement at all.
Well, we're not saying open the borders tomorrow. We're saying rebuild an economy and a society that works for everyone. And the open borders is part of a longer-term international plan that involves us stopping destabilizing countries. Most people who are coming to this country are coming as economic
refugees.
Wait, stop.
Did you hear what she said? It's part of an international plan. They know it. The Democrats know it. We've seen this. By the way, she's like, oh, well, we won't open the borders right away. You already did under Joe Biden. Are you kidding me? Trace Gallagher, interviewing a Democrat Socialist of America candidate on Fox News. Everybody should listen to this interview. Yesterday, he's from Florida. And you know, he's asked about this. Take a listen to what he says. Hey, you know, you're watching these military age men, you know, roll into Spain. This is Oliver Larkin, Democrat Socialist. Is this a problem or is this what y'all want to do?
I wanted to play some of this video from Ceuta, Spain, just to give you an idea and maybe get your take on what's happening there, as they call it chaotic when they open the borders and they let the flow of migrants in. If we can play some of this video, what do you think of that? Are you afraid that might happen here or do you welcome this?
I don't think there's anything to fear with people seeking a better life in the United States of America. My wife
Even
is the proud daughter of Nicaraguan immigrants.
Yes, this is what they're going to do here. Now, this is it. Why would you be afraid? Meanwhile, they're doing interviews on Spanish TV and some Moroccans are like, yeah, I'm wanted for murder. Why? Because they were just let out. So here's what happened, okay? Last year, June 30th, they get mass amnesty. The leadership of the Socialist Party comes out and mocks conservatives, says, yes, we absolutely did this to replace you. They're honest about it. And they said they will be voting in 2027. So you're done. Okay. July 29th, Morocco's Islamic King pardons 2,000 people on throne day, lets them out of prison. They load them up into the garbage trucks, take them to the border for the invasion. When the invasion hits Ceuta and Melilla, the two Spanish cities, the Spanish government refuses to deploy the military. When the troops finally arrive due to the uproar and the burning buildings and the migrants smashing their way into homes and buildings, The military arrives, but is given a stand down order. So that's why you see them in the videos. They're just waving people in. Hey, come on in. Come vote. Yep. Come vote. Yeah. So they're present, but ordered not to stop it. Folks, if this feels familiar, this is versions of this were done at our own border. And what you're watching is the Democrats' plan for if they live win in 28. So, folks, whatever beef you have and I have, and I'm not happy with everything with Trump, but I'm happy with 90% of it, you need to vote like your life depends on it, because it does.